601, Unit 10, Recording 10.13. Listening 2. Conversation between two psychology students and their professor.
Well, let me ask you this then, Chelsea. What makes us feel compelled to conform to society's rules when no one is watching us?
I don't know. I think that as cliche as it might sound, it's our inner voice or consciousness that's always there, even in a subliminal way, telling us that we need to follow the rules or something bad will happen. What do you think, Jessica?
I think it's normal to feel like you need to conform to society's rules and conceal any wrongdoings or things that are not seen as normal in society. I feel like we are raised in a world where there are always rules. There are rules when you go to preschool all the way to college. Yes, you start to get more freedom, but there are always societal rules governing how we should act, even if they're not necessarily written down.
That's a good point, Jessica. Every society and culture have their own set of beliefs and unspoken rules that we grow up learning to follow in congruence with one another in an effort to blend into our society. Furthermore, if we conform and follow the unspoken rules, we usually find that we share reciprocity with others and we mutually benefit from following society's rules alongside other rule followers, so to speak.
Yeah, that's true, but I wonder how people's thought processes and reasoning correspond to their actions and feeling societal pressures to act in a certain way. At the end of the day, we all have our own different motivations for how we act.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm tired after a long day of walking around campus, I don't want to walk all the way to the stoplight to cross the road where I legally should, at the crosswalk, so I'll jaywalk and cross the road where it's easiest for me. My motivation is that I'm tired, and if no one is around to catch me, I'll do it.
And how do you usually feel after you do something like that, Jessica?
If no one else is watching, I feel fine. And if I do it often enough, it almost becomes normal and something that I don't even feel like is wrong. I guess I just wonder how we as humans have developed to associate repeatedly breaking a rule as being okay, as long as we're not getting in trouble. It's like our memory helps us rationalize our actions. If I didn't get caught, I feel fine, and I'm more likely to do it again.
Well, I think this too also really depends on what you're doing and how severe the consequences are. Like, if you're caught jaywalking, Jessica, you'll get a warning or maybe a fine by campus police. However, if you were caught shoplifting something from the campus bookstore, you might face more extreme consequences, and then your internal motivation is much more adept to follow the rules.
Context is everything. Our thinking and reasoning can change drastically depending on our mood, external contexts, past experiences, and internal motivations, which is also a testament to avoid assuming that you think you know why someone is behaving in any given way. You don't know what happened to them in their past or even right before the moment of their behavior.
Yeah. I mean, we all come from different backgrounds and have unique external and internal motivations behind what we do. To go back to your question, Professor Reed, I think that part of what compels me to follow society's rules, even when no one is watching, is the way I was raised. I was brought up in a very strict family setting of rule followers. We had a lot of rules in our house, and there were consequences if you broke the rules. So it's always in the back of my mind to follow the rules, even if there's no consequences when no one is around. Which is kind of funny, because it's like my mind just convinces me that I need to behave anyway, except for skipping the sidewalk, apparently.
And I was raised in a very relaxed household where we didn't have many rules, so I feel like my inner voice is always a little late to the party. For me, I think I started to care more about following the rules when I got a full-time job and realized that I needed to conform to the norms to be successful. My motivation changed to wanting to do what I needed to do in order to be successful.
Again, we can circle back to how context is everything. When you started working this new job, you felt a deeper sense to follow standards and norms for your own success, and that motivated you unlike before. Nevertheless, your background plays a huge role in your thinking patterns, motivations, and habits. All right, ladies, I need to get to my next lecture. I look forward to reading your papers.